American military commanders in Iraq claim this weekend that U.S. forces and Iraqi National Guard troops have occupied the entire city of Fallujah. Pockets of resistance remain, though, following nearly a week of intense fighting. According to the Associated Press, an unnamed American officer described Fallujah as occupied but not subdued. The commander of the U.S. 1st Marine Division said more than 1,200 insurgents died in the battle for Fallujah. At least 31 Americans and 6 Iraqi soldiers have been killed in the fighting. There are no official estimates of civilian casualties suffered during the past week. Although many civilians fled Fallujah before the battle, many others remained. Some injured civilians have been hospitalized in Baghdad, where they've been describing their ordeal for the first time. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad.
They were shooting. They took me in a car, says the little girl. Her name's Yakin. She's a toddler, about 4 years old. Fragmented and confused, those words are her recollection of what happened Friday. She's lying naked on a bed in a dingy room in Baghdad's Al-Qadamiya hospital, her tiny frame hooked up to tubes through her chest and stomach. Next to her is her father, Khalil Qadum Jouad, a 35-year-old taxi driver. He's got a head injury. Khalil says he and Yakin were shot inside their house as the family was preparing for iftar, the meal that, for Muslims, traditionally ends a day of fasting in Ramadan.
We are inside the house, in the kitchen, me and my kids. Suddenly, we felt the kitchen door and windows blow toward us. I was knocked out for a short time. Then I saw my daughter lying on the ground next to me. I looked at her and found a bullet had entered her right breast and came out her back. It turned out it had torn her liver and diaphragm.
The family lives in western Fallujah. They're among the unknown number of residents who didn't leave the city when the offensive began. They say they had nowhere to go. Yakin's mother, Isra, was out trying to find bread when the bullets flew into her home.
I found my man lying on the floor of the kitchen, and the blood was coming out of his head. I looked to my daughter. I saw her face is yellow and she isn't crying or talking. She was knocked out. Then my brother-in-law took her across the back fence of the house because we couldn't get out the front.
In the chaos of war, it's usually impossible to know for sure who shot whom unless you see it for yourself or find the bullet. But what matters is what people believe. Khalil is in no doubt that he and Yakin were shot by Americans.
Did she fight the Americans? No. Does she understand who the Americans are? No. Just the opposite. Before, when they passed by the door, she says, good, good, and they laugh with her. What did she do to deserve these bullets?
Most of Fallujah's residents left town before U.S. Marines and Iraqi soldiers stormed in. The fate of those who stayed, especially the injured, has been a matter of growing concern to humanitarian aid organizations. The Iraqi Red Crescent, the equivalent of the Red Cross, describes conditions in the town as catastrophic. Khalil managed to find a friend to drive him and Yakin to hospital in Baghdad. He says conditions in his neighborhood are difficult.
There was no water, no electricity or telephones, only dogs in the streets. Now my neighborhood is deserted and people were hiding inside their houses. The Americans would enter houses and herd people into one room. Then the Americans would use the house as a shelter.
Residents, some of whom were simply too poor to afford the journey out of town, are facing spiraling prices.
The price of cooking gas rose, and all of the food became more expensive, including vegetables. The people, they are so poor, and they have no money. After my daughter was injured, I had to borrow money to buy petrol for the car to bring her to the hospital in Baghdad.
After the fighting started, Khalil and his family bunkered down for a terrifying few days.
The American warplanes were bombing, and the rockets and cannons were going. Their tanks were striking, and their light machine guns were shooting continuously. They set up their checkpoints on every kilometer of every road. We couldn't get out of the door. Then the Americans came inside our houses with their weapons. They came inside and threw all the furniture around. They could not find anything. What did I do wrong?
That's one of several allegations Khalil makes about US forces that are impossible independently to verify. He also says they failed to distinguish between insurgents and civilians and defiled his local mosque. Accusations fly as fast as bullets in time of war. What's undeniable, though, is the residue of disillusionment that he and others from Fallujah now feel about the US presence in Iraq and the government of Iyad Alawi, whose authority the US is trying to establish.
Yesterday, if you came and saw the dead bodies in the emergency room, you'd have seen a man with a severed arm and a woman with a bleeding leg. And when you ask, who did that? The answer is, the Americans, the Americans, the Americans. People are saying, God, God killed Prime Minister Iyad Alawi. God take him to hell.
These angry words fly over the head of little Yakin as she lies in her hospital bed. She says she just wants to go home. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.
Philip Reeves' report was compiled with reporting from Ali Fadel.